Good evening, y'all, and welcome back to the Patriots Helping Patriots Network here on BBS Radio and TV, along with Rumble and Roku and Apple and all those great places. Check us out. If you happen to be watching on BBS, you guys go over to Channel 2, find the Patriots Helping Patriots Network. Anyway, I am your host, Jess Jody, and I am welcoming my co-host, JD, tonight, you guys. What's up, JD?
What's up? How you doing?
It's rough, but are you ready to deliver the real truth news without a bunch of mainstream corruption in it?
You know, it seems that there's a lot of truth coming out in the last, I don't know, 17 days or so. And Ted Cruz made a point to point that out today, that they have dropped the ball in every which way, shape, form, or fashion. So I'm curious. I'm waiting to see how this stuff rolls out. What you been up to?
Today, honestly, was like a worst Monday ever, only it's Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or something. And to be honest, it was just a rough day all the way around, trying to get everything done in one day today. It was that kind of day for me. So I'm looking forward to getting to the news.
Yeah.
Doing what we do. It's been crazy. It has been crazy. You know, we had the hearing going on. There's a lot of stuff to report on. I was really kind of digging into the FBI lies a lot today, along with the Secret Service. And, you know, I honestly found out that a lot of Secret Service members are completely embarrassed over this whole event, and they're just destroyed. And they're stepping down. You know, there's quite a few stepping down. So, there was one of the Secret Service snipers, I believe. He was a counter sniper.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that today?
I did.
Yeah, he's like a whistleblower now. Did the Secret Service become whistleblowers, JD?
Now, how about this? So they went over the stats, everything, top to bottom on this. And here's what's troubling. The team that was there, the local team, said, we were trying to call stuff out. The standard Secret Service are like, we never got word. Whoever is responsible for the communications between the two is somebody that dropped the ball. But but here's the thing. It never should have got to that point. At the end of the day, once up on that roof, somebody should have been all over him.
I agree. Well, here's where we're at with the people that don't like get all the little details of every day. I just want to get us up to speed that the Secret Service whistleblower warned that there could possibly be another assassination attempt against former President Trump, right? Or President Trump, I like to say. And that it could happen as soon as 30 days from now or within 30 days. So he sent an email out on Monday night to the entire uniform division of the agency, all the Secret Service in uniform. And he said that you should expect another assassination attempt against Trump before November. He was kind of dwelling on a little bit and said something like, let me read the notes so we get it correct here. He says, should expect another assassination attempt, and that before November, unless there's five high-level supervisors are either fired or removed from their current positions, that he wasn't going to be part of this anymore. So he was stepping down in this email, and that this agency needs to change. And he wrote it, and the email ends up getting obtained by Real Clear Politics, which looks like a screenshot. I'm going to put it up for you guys in a second, that he took of his own email. The agency deleted it before it hit everyone's, you know, box that day. So they were hiding his email, but there's quite a bit said about it. He says that we've exposed, let's put it up why I kind of go over the notes on it, see if you can see any of the details here. But it's really hard to see, so I actually have notes on it.
You want me to read it out loud real quick for you?
If you can see it, yeah.
Yeah, I've got old eyes, but they're not terrible.
Well, you go for it. Read it to us.
Thank you for the backing and support. I'm not stopping until five high-level supervisors one down, are either fired or removed from their current positions. This agency needs to change. If not now, when? Question mark. The next assassination attempt in 30 days? Question mark. Because we should all, or because we all should expect another attempt to happen before November. We've exposed our inability to protect our leaders due to our leadership. The technicians who worked on 71324 in Butler, PA, did their job with their hands tied. Secret Service supervisors knew better, and the foot soldiers working made the best of a bad situation that resulted in a civilian death and the near miss of a protectee and our technician shooting and killing the suspect. How many, or are, I'm sorry, I know many look at the CS team as guys who sit on the roof.
Right.
And don't do much.
Right.
But our responsibility, our mission, not about protecting an empty White House located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's about preventing and stopping another JFK style assassination in whatever city that may be. Sadly, we have fallen short for years. We just got lucky and look good doing it. I have conveyed these thoughts to not only supervisors, to include the current captain within CS, but those responsible for training us, SOTS and CS, only to be brushed off as if those with less experience somehow knew more than me. The team I was once proud to be a part of is something I have to now hide as I move into my next career. Who wants to hire a USSS CS guy who failed? That's the public perception I'm now faced with. The USS SCS team is a stain I will never be able to cleanse. Some of us take our job and responsibility seriously, deadly serious. I may be overzealous, but after 7 years in the Marine Corps as an NCO and 20 plus years on the USSS counter sniper team, failure is not an option. And on 7/13/24, we failed, not because of commitment or sense of dedication, but because our supervisors, AKA leadership, knew better and thought our concerns were less than important. The motto of the USSS CYA, and every supervisor is doing it right now. And for y'all that don't know what CYA means, that's cover your ass.
Yeah. I was like, see ya. And then I'm like, no, that's cover your ass.
Yeah.
And you know, the agency ends up quickly deleting this email, right? And all right before the Secret Service director, the acting director, Ronald Rowe or Jr., I believe is his name, comes out and has this, you know, hearing today. And the FBI deputy director, Paul Abate, were testifying. So we ended up getting a bunch of information on that, of course, as well. And pulling up stuff regarding all of that was quite traumatic to sit here and know that if they're not safe, if the Secret Service cannot protect our leaders, there is no safety, period, in the world. There's nobody, you know, greater at a protection than that or our military. So now we're failing. We're just failing. And it's really embarrassing to.
We didn't just fail. We failed against an inexperienced, untrained 20-year-old who managed to get within 136.4 yards of President Trump.
Right.
That's what we failed against. What do you think would happen if it's somebody that was highly trained or if it was a team of people highly trained? What if they actually had drones? Because there was no response for that.
Right.
So this is not just failure. Mm-hmm. This is beyond failure. And this person that wrote this note, this letter, this email is right. You know, it's sad that they're getting pushed off as the ones at fault. And then they're trying to push the blame over to, you know, the local authorities. You know, the only people that seem to be honest right now seems to be some of the detail guys and some of the local authorities.
Right.
That's the only people that seem to be honest, because it seems like everything coming from the top is just sheer, I don't know. 17 days in and you don't know?
No.
I knew what time it was within 24 hours.
They don't know.
That attempt.
And getting a little bit to the point of the hearing today, I was fascinated by all the FBI lies. Okay. There was a lot of them leading into what we'll talk about with the SWAT team to coming out as whistleblowers as well. It's like now the SWAT team's whistleblowing, the Secret Service are whistleblowing, like everybody's whistleblowing on the truth and it still can't be heard. So it's rather disgusting, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, General Flynn shared this post. I'm going to go get our screen share for it. And he had shared the Ultra MAGA Party version of it. And this guy right here, the acting director of the SS, is involved here with this hearing. And one of the things I loved in this was there's a senator yelling at him. You had a president, you know, shot at, and you've arrested no one? Absolutely. And he's like, no, we haven't, sir. And they just keep getting into not one arrest, but we have all this foul play. So I just wanted everybody to kind of watch this clip. And JD, I want your feedback on this. It's about 3 minutes. This will be our longest clip of the night. And it's got a lot, I think, of points made that were made today in the hearing. So let's check it out.
Isn't the fact that a former president was shot, that a good American is dead, that other Americans were critically wounded, isn't that enough mission failure for you to say that the person who decided that that building should not be in the security perimeter probably ought to be stepped down?
Senator, I think you're using the word decided, and I think we need to allow the investigation play out to include.
So who did make the decision then? If it wasn't the lead site agent, who made the decision not to put that in the security perimeter?
Senator, you're zeroing in on one particular agent.
Sure. My question is, why don't you relieve everybody of duty who made bad judgment? So, yeah, you're right. I am zeroing in on somebody. I'm trying to find somebody who's accountable here. You're telling me that the person who made the decision not to include this in the perimeter has not been relieved of duty. What about the person who's in charge of the interoperability of radio frequencies between local law enforcement and Secret Service? Has that person been relieved of duty?
No, Senator, because interoperability is a challenge, is a greater challenge than just one person.
As the person who made the decision to send Donald Trump on the stage knowing that you had a security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir, they haven't.
As the person who decided not to pull the former president off of stage when you knew that, in your words, the locals were working a serious security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir. Again, I refer you back to my original answer that we are investigating this through a mission assurance. And as opposed to zeroing in on one,
what more do you need to investigate to know
exactly what the decision-making process
was? What more do you need to investigate to know that there were critical enough failures that some individuals ought to be held accountable? I mean, what more do you need to know?
What I need to know is exactly what happened, and I cannot.
A lot of people didn't do their jobs.
I cannot put my thumb on the scale. Otherwise,
what do you mean, put your thumb on the scale?
You're asking me, Senator, to completely make a rush to judgment about somebody failing.
Is it not prima facie that somebody has failed? The former president was shot.
Sir, this could have been our Texas school book depository. I have lost sleep over that for the last 17 days. Just like you have.
Fire somebody to hold them accountable.
I will tell you, Senator, that I will not rush to judgment, and I will do so with integrity. And not rush to judgment and put people
unfairly persecuted.
Unfairly, sir.
Who are
we
dead.
Have to be able to have a proper investigation into this, Senator.
I don't really care that much about your protocols. I think if your protocols don't provide for the fact that when a former president is shot, when an American is killed, when other rally goers, innocent people who just showed up on the day, when they are shot at and critically wounded, if that isn't a protocol violation, prima facie, you should revise your protocols. So you never denied any resources to former President Trump's team?
No, not me.
Whistleblowers tell me that, in fact, law enforcement were stationed to be on that roof and that law enforcement abandoned their post because it was too hot. Is that accurate?
I do not know that to be a fact.
Well, can I ask you why you don't know that?
Again, Senator, we are looking at this, and they should have been on that roof.
I just want to express my frustration, Director, that 17 days or whatever it's been, that you, that whistleblowers are telling us more than you are, and you don't know, you haven't ascertained if there was supposed to be law enforcement on the roof. Fact, I'm also told that local law enforcement suppliers offered the Secret Service drones, and you declined them. Is that true?
I've been very transparent and forthcoming.
Your agency has not been transparent and forthcoming, so please, let's not go there.
I have been forthcoming, sir.
That remains to be seen. You've been on the job a few days. So far, you fired nobody.
A few days. You've been here a few days.
Yeah.
Tense, right?
Well, I think there's a lot to get in here.
There is. We're going to go over because I know how you're really good at visuals, and share who I call, everybody says it's pronounced wrong. How am I going to say it this time? Kenequa the Great, who I'm honored. He follows me on True Social. That's exciting for me because I love him, but I don't think he's there anymore. I think he's just kind of floating around, so it's not as exciting as it used to be. Anyway, he breaks this down with FB Lies and really gets into a whole nother unveiling with exposing what the FBI director says versus the USS and what they're saying. So the whole thing at the end of the day is a bunch of damn lies being exposed right there in the hearing live. So I'm going to show some of that. Let's go over to this guy. Check out this visual. This guy ends up telling them that he's not responsible. We're going to go grab it really quick.
Yeah, I'd like to see all the people that aren't responsible.
I know, right? This guy's going to tell us, he's not really part of all this. And he's going to also start talking about the shooter, okay? And he's going to say the shooter has all of these things that he's done in his past and all these things. So I'm sitting there doing the math, and he's talking about 2019. And like, this kid would have been like 14 or 15 years old with multiple Gab accounts in his name. So there's just lies after lies. And the reason I'm showing you these now is so we can stack these lies on top of the other ones as we do our thorough investigation of reporting for the PHP network today, JD. So check this one out. There's a little video in this, and you can see the letter that is unclassified. We have these overlays, and I'll bring them up and go over some of this. But you see right here, the Gab founder released an FBI emergency disclosure that names Thomas Crooks a Biden supporter on social media. As we scroll down, it'll tell you that according to the Gab accounts, he supported Biden lockdowns and Borden's policies, and gets all the way back into posted 700 comments in 2019 and 2020. The dude was only 20. So is he going to post a bunch of anti-Semitic and anti-immigration views in detail the way that these accounts are? All to come out later that Crooks' account is an EPRO microwave. Do you know what that means? I need Enoch. What's up, Enoch? What's EPIC microwave? You know, these things to me are basically proving that whoever was playing Thomas Crooks, that wasn't him. So let's get it to the beginning. Let's check him out for a couple of minutes. I think he's 1 minute.
Something just very recently uncovered that I want to share is a social media account which is believed to be associated with the shooter in about the 2019-2020 timeframe. There were over 700 comments posted from this account. Some of these comments, if ultimately attributable to the shooter, appear to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes, to espouse political violence, and are described as extreme in nature. While the investigative team is still working to verify this account to determine if it did in fact belong to the shooter, we believe it important to share and note it today, particularly given the general absence of other information to date from social media and other sources of information that reflect on the shooter's potential motive and mindset. These are the facts, in part, that the investigation has revealed to date. While the shooter is dead, our work is very much ongoing and urgent. Something just very recently uncovered that I want to share is a social media account which is believed to be associated with this with the shooter in about the 2019-2020 time.
All right, listen up, guys. Right here is where we're going to get into some proven lies today. Well, that's frame. Where we were going to get into.
There were over 700 comments posted from this account. Some of these comments, if ultimately attributable to the shooter, appear to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes to espouse political violence and are described as extreme in nature. While the investigative team is still working to verify this account.
All right. If you can see right here, this little chart about crimes, and you can come back. You guys can copy this right here. Go to the source yourself. Take a screenshot, whatever you want to do right now, why it's frozen, and kind of compare this for yourself, because it's still in your best interest to use your discernment and unravel all of the FBI lies, you know, with us. And there's a lot of people that do the heavy lifting to get all of us so far in this movement, but then it's our responsibility. So anyway, you can see, we want to know, why is the FBI deputy director lying under oath about Thomas Crooks and his views to Congress and the American people today in the court, right? So this is perjury under oath. And we have a whole nother situation going on there, JD, with perjury under oath in front of the American people, in front of Congress. When are these people going to be held responsible? Is there going to be like a breakthrough hearing tomorrow where we're going to get to see some justice?
I don't know, but let's take a step back to the previous clip. So let's think about this logically for a minute. If the local police dropped the ball, that would have been spoken of right out of the gate. They would have been like, y'all dropped the ball. If it would have been your operators, your CS, if they had dropped the ball, I believe they would have been fired very quickly. They weren't. What you have is the big wigs at the top keep pointing the finger and pointing the finger and pointing the finger, which tells me they are responsible for this. The fact that nobody has been, and that I think that's the ultimate thing about nobody being fired from this so far, is because they haven't done anything. Now, they could have fired somebody. They could have very well have fired somebody. They could have fired somebody unjustly. But how many red flags would that have raised when this person comes out and says, no, this is what happened. This is what happened. This is what happened. We'd have a lot of questions. So it seems to me like some of the head honchos are trying to casually throw some people under the bus without actually running them over. You know, they're tarnishing their reputation, their career, without actually doing, you know, costing them their job, putting them in almost a catch 22. I don't know if you know the foundation of catch 22, right?
Right.
Do you know how the catch 22 started?
No, I don't.
We'll have to discuss that on another time, but that it's a legitimate catch 22. So, well, I'll tell you real quick. So the catch 22 goes back to some old combat pilots. And it was stated that somebody that did not want to fly and go into some of these missions that were highly dangerous was considered sane, because anybody in their sane mind would not want to do that. But somebody that wanted to fly was considered insane enough to do that, but they weren't trying to get out of it. So at the end of the day, if you try to play crazy so you don't have to fly, well, it's not going to get you out of flying, because you're selling the point that you're going to go in there anyways. And if you're trying to say you don't want to fly, you're declared sane, which means you are capable of flying. So it doesn't matter if you try to plead insane or sane, you're still flying. This is what you signed up for. Catch 22. Danged if you do, danged if you don't. It seems like that's what they're trying to box some of these people in as. A danged if you do, danged if you don't situation. I think it's going to backfire on them.
I think it already is, because now we have the SWAT team that is whistleblowing on the Secret Service.
Yeah.
And this is really interesting to me watching this play out. If you know anybody in SWAT, you know how this goes. And it always starts with any kind of detail. It doesn't even have to be presidential. But if the Secret Service are coming into town for any reason, way, shape, or form, and they need them, they're contacted directly.
Yeah.
They are contacted directly. And the two heads, my husband was one. You know, you've met him.
Yeah.
And they would meet with them, coordinate all perimeters, everything that needs to be done by the extended law enforcement. Extended law enforcement, it's the SWAT team first. After, you know, that perimeter, their Secret Service, their SWAT team. And then after that, your local agencies and their, you know, their sharpshooters. They're not really snipers, but they're like really good gunsmen. So there's all these perimeters that are being lined up. Well, they're saying they weren't contacted at all. And I'm not going to play the interview, but we got 30 seconds on it. And I'll just say it's really hard for me to watch, having been involved with, you know, good people on the SWAT team, that they went through this and now they're being accused.
Well, and that's the thing. They're getting thrown under the bus, but not getting driven over. So nobody's losing their job over it, but their name's getting tarnished. They've got to catch the blame, but they can keep their job.
And the SWAT team wasn't there. Like, they were straight up not even contacted, and they're throwing them under the bus from afar. So here they are saying that they were not contacted. This is the head of the Pennsylvania Butler area SWAT team.
Face-to-face briefing with the Secret Service snipers whenever they arrived, and that never happened. So I think that that was probably a pivotal point where I started thinking things were wrong, because that never happened and we had no communication with the Secret Service.
You had no communication with the Secret Service at all on that Saturday?
Not until after the shooting.
And by then?
It was too late.
Yeah. And by then it's too late.
Yep. And how much do you want to bet that local law enforcement tried to contact Secret Service and Secret Service tried to contact local law enforcement and some one of the big wigs was preventing that from happening? How much you want to bet? I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying, how much do you want to bet? I've got some money to throw around.
Oh, I'm not kidding you. So this whole thing's continuing to unravel. We'll be here to continue to report on this investigation regarding the assassin and the whole investigation and every hearing is what I plan on reporting on all week as it comes out. But there's a lot more to report on. And I wanted to tell you that before we get into our next segment, I have to talk about my sponsor, okay? So we have a great Cornerstone Metal sponsor, you guys. I do love him. I'm going to be bringing him on the show. And I don't trust gold and silver companies. And this is the truth. I just don't. I've never invested, never trusted him. This guy is a minister that walked away from a bunch of like mega churches, who is fantastic as a person, a human, and walks around teaching people the word of God and hardly ever tells you that he's the owner of a metals company. So it's very secondary to him compared to being a man of God. And he loves what we're doing here and what I've been building with y'all. So anyway, he gave me a 60-second spot we had made. It's basically the number and what he's about. And I'm finally actually going to buy gold and silver, you guys. So I'm really happy to welcome Cornerstone Asset Metals to the PHP lineup. Here we go.
In the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
All right. And if you guys are ever going to do that, or you just want to talk to the owner, his name is Terry. Let him know that Jody sent you from PHP and he will help you out. All right, JD.
Can I say something on that real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So look, I want to be clear. I've seen a lot of people advertising for metals and stuff. This advertisement was done the right way. It says it is an investment. It is absolutely an investment. And I always tell everybody with caution, an investment, it is what it is. It's an investment. Mm-hmm. But I always caution people, don't be, you know, they don't have to. There's some stuff going around on Telegram. You've got to buy this. You've got to buy that. And people are sacrificing money that they don't have. Look, an investment is, if it's something you want to invest in and you have the money, go for it. It's an investment. But it's not something that you absolutely have to do. I personally invest my money. Now, I invest mine in a different way. But this commercial was done right, and they labeled it as an investment. There are people on Telegram saying, you have to buy this, otherwise you'll be broke after the election. And that's just simply not true. That is absolutely not true. But this commercial was done right.
This is a very special man who served in the Gulf War and found God. They were living in South Florida, and when they found God as a couple, him and his wife get married, they eventually have kids a little later, and they're like, we can't be in South Florida raising kids. Like, this is pedophile zone down here with what's going on off the coast and in Miami and all these things. So he's like, we're going to move to Montana. They get a place in Montana and continue their ministry. So he has a show even where he hardly ever even talks about his side small business of precious metals. However, he does know a lot about bricks and the dollar and stuff that I've learned from, you know, Clay Clark and whatnot. And the truth is, where we're at right now is I am finally worried. 4 years ago, I was 2 years ago. Now I'm worried because the value of our dollar doesn't mean anything anymore compared to what it used to. It's not as much money. So the idea of, for many Americans would be, if you do buy it, that gold's at a high. So, you know, you sell your gold and get your money back at, you know, you get more of it.
But that's the point of it being an investment. You know? And my only lesson is, look, if you want to invest and you don't have the money right now, wait until you do have the spare cash to invest. But that's why it's called an investment. It's not a necessity. If you got the money and you want to invest, invest. If you don't have the money, don't put yourself in a bind. When you do get the money and you want to invest, then invest it. But it's an investment. That's the thing. It's an investment. It's a market value. It'll go up and down a little bit, buy low, sell high.
Like our dollar.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. In the news tonight, JD, Venezuela. What is going on? JD, do you think this is like a revolution for them? Like, what is happening? I got a lot of info on it. And it really sounds like Maduro is done. Like, donezo. Like, the people have had a damn enough.
Well, that's funny because Raggedy Ann, the press secretary, which I told Mike, by the way, I don't know why they don't ask her tough Raggedy questions. Ann. I would ask, you know what? I got two great questions I would like to ask. I would like to ask her why Kamala Harris has put more work in the last week and a half to try to get elected than she did in an entire 3.5 years at the border while millions of people are pouring in, taking veterans' money away from them. That's one thing I'd like to ask. And two, I'd also like to ask her if she stays up all night practicing for her press conferences, or does lying to the American public just come naturally?
Right.
But yeah. So.
I would like to see her spend a week in Alabama. See how that works out for her.
She'd get run out.
Exactly.
No, she'd get run out.
Alabama's going to get it done. They remind me of like what's going on. Seriously, like they take action down there, and I appreciate that. And that's what the Venezuelans are doing. They took over a police station in Portuguese, and they seized all of the weapons from the police as well. We have a clip on that. I have a few things here that are pretty intense. Actually, I didn't know what to think about a few of them. The police no longer even want to fight against their own, you know, they don't agree, and you can tell, or they wouldn't give up their fight so easily for one, but they were crying Look at these teared up officers. They're removing their uniforms right in front of them, taking them off, saying, we're not going to do this job and fight against our own people. And this was early on when they started the contesting of the, you know, their fake election. So here we go. It's pretty loud. So I just want to say, you guys get, you know, the message, which is we can't do this against our own people.
No, they didn't want to get that butt tore up. They was taking
that either.
There was a couple of them that looked, that showed remorse. There's a couple of them that realized they're in there over their head. At the end of the day, they took the uniform off and should have kept the gear.
Well, I always say they're not born cops. You know, they're not born cops. They're born humans. So these are their people, and they know their election was stolen. They know they're underneath the thumb of a communist and a dictator. So they didn't want to do the job either. The ones that did, I mean, I can't imagine they would just casually take off their uniform. You know,
and then here we have the Summer of Love, where people are peacefully burning down buildings, and cops are not allowed to do their job.
Oh yeah,
it's the polar opposite here.
Yeah, I mean, here they're on, like, I guess it was motorcycles, police bikes.
Yeah.
And they get surrounded by the people. Now, this is people taking action saying, if you're going to work for him, then we're coming for you, right? I mean, yeah. Venezuelans need more of this, honestly. So watching it break free is kind of a little bit surreal of what could be here in our own country.
Well, and that's
the thing. We're lied to again, and our election is stolen.
And it's sad that these people have got put in a position, because some of them really want to do good work, like we saw in the email earlier, the letter. Yeah. But our government has put them in a very awkward position, to where they're told to let criminals roam free and arrest good people. And this is not acceptable. And they're going to have a choice they're going to have to make. They may have to find a new line of work, but guess what? There's enough patriotic Americans out there that will hire you, but you do not have to do that job.
Right.
And I guarantee you, in every major civilization that has lost any authority over its constituents, what has happened? People have hired private security. It's always happened. So the rich will be protected. You know, but the people need to unite and put this government back in check. There's a lot of lot of gaps there that need to be filled.
Yeah, here, check them out on their motorcycles really quick before we move on.
Yo sé que ustedes están con nosotros. Yo sé que ustedes quieren un cambio, pero le van a dar un chance para que se vayan. Yo sé que ustedes no van a lanzar piedra ni tiro, pero le vamos a dar tregua para que se vayan. Si tienen armamento, sáquenlo y se van calmados.
Pero es que está bien.
Yo sé que ustedes no tienen la culpa, padre, pero es un pueblo, es un pueblo.
All right, and then you can see right here in this post, this is the military in Venezuela waving and addressing the protesters and being super chill with them. And this is posted by my friend Sean Farash. He's like, they're greeting protesters rather than opposing them. And I do agree. Maduro's hold on power may very well be nearing to an end. And I agree with this. I see this guy pretty much done as this contest of their election goes on. And for the first time, the Venezuelan people have stood up for themselves and Barcelona is a complete disaster. Venezuela, Barcelona, is a complete disaster with people flooding the streets in a protest and taking action. So that's, you know, a huge, huge thing. And I'm looking to hear more on that very soon as to what their next steps are there. Like, process of election contesting. Okay, think about this for a minute. We all attempted this. It never made it through one court system. We have people here in Michigan and people in Arizona lined up with the Supreme Court for these hearings, and they still haven't been heard on our 2020 election and the process of. So they don't know how to begin a process here in America. So if they don't overthrow in a place like Venezuela, it's definitely not going to be heard, because you know the court system has got to be owned by this Maduro, just like everyone elsewhere, until the police realize that people are more powerful than their dictator.
Well, I mean, you got to wonder, is it even going to happen? Is it even going to happen here? Are they going to hear it in a timely manner? Because this is a timely event that we're looking towards. I don't know if it's the wording that was wrong. I don't know what the whole ordeal is, but everybody knows that there was corruption in the 2020 election. Now, I think people need to come clean about that. Now, as to when, I don't know when that's going to happen. I believe they will come clean about it, whether they want to or not. So we'll have to sit back and see how that plays
out. But it happens?
This is not a timely manner. They can't wait until, obviously, we go through another election.
Yeah. I always have in the back of my head, possibility does exist that it's proven, but then what? We still have an election to run, right? Is that what's going to, they're still going to claim that we do, that it's not like they're going to replace our 4 years we lost?
Well, yeah, we won't get those 4 years back. I mean, all we'll get is people get it coming clean about it, but you could very wind up having people disqualified out of political offices.
Yeah.
So there, that's a good thing.
Right. Know. That would be the goal.
The only downside to that is Paul Pelosi won't have anybody naked in his house with a hammer, because Nancy would be home all the time, which is probably why he had the man in the house with his hammer to begin with. I don't know what I'd do if I had to go home to that every day.
Oh, my God. We're never going to get to the bottom of that one either, no matter what anybody told us about the Pelosi hammers.
I have a feeling the man with the hammer got to the bottom of it. Just like Big Mike gets to the bottom of it.
Oh my gosh. Did you see Bishop Carlo? I'm going to mess up his name. Maria, Carlo, the bishop. He ends up calling Big Mike, Big Mike, in a letter he put out. I'm not kidding you. I wonder if I can read it.
Well, Obama's called him Michael several times. Like several times on Hot Mic Moments, he's called it. Well, when my Michael. Yeah, you're Michael. Yeah, that's right. You're Michael.
This is slang in the woods. Oh, good. We got it. We got to find it. I'm like, I can't remember what all it said. I found it like the day it came out, and I haven't really looked at it again. He was talking about the opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games, right? And what God would expect and all these things, and what he witnessed, same things we witnessed, And he basically calls it out as it being, not just blasphemy and whatnot towards our religious, between God and I and you and the world, but that they were literally sexualizing the kids, this, that, the tolerance of it that's being accepted, being a systematic destruction of the Christian society, all these kinds of things. And then points out it's no better than Obama being married to a man named Mike and blah, blah, blah. And somebody else's gay lover who's dressing like a woman inside of the White House. And I just was like, this is amazing. And
well, you just had the two in Congress, busting booty holes.
Yeah.
Or was it, you remember that one? I mean, dollars are funding his hotel room for that. Yeah. Just so y'all know, that should tick everybody off.
And he's been banned from, the Pope and the Catholic Church for speaking the truth. So he's giving it hardcore now. You guys are all sickos.
I want to be clear. This is nothing absolutely nothing, nothing to do with anybody's orientation whatsoever. I don't care what your orientation is.
This is true.
Here's what I care about. You're responsible for my money and you're lying to me.
Yes.
If you'll lie to me about something that I don't care about, then you'll lie to me about something that I do care about. I don't care if Obama is getting the wood slung to him by Big Mike 6 ways from Sunday. I don't care. Be honest about it. Say, hey, look, Big Mike busted my booty hole last week. I don't care. But when you lie about it, how am I supposed to trust where my tax dollars are going? That's probably how some of this accidental $6.2 billion in overpayment to Ukraine happened. If these people in politics will lie to us about something that we don't care about, look, do what you want to do in your personal life. Don't shove it down my throat. Don't shove it down kids' throats. Leave kids alone. Let kids be kids. It's not, if you want to go out and be a drag queen, go do it. Go do it in a bar with other adults. If y'all want to play dress up with other adults. I don't care. Don't do it around kids. And if you're going to do something like that, don't lie to the American public about it. Because if you'll lie to us about something as simple as that we did not care about until they started ramming it down everybody's throat, then you'll lie to us about where our money's going and anything else for that matter.
Oh, man. It's like playing this game with Kamala. JD, I'm so over even hearing this chick right now. I cannot deal with Camel Toe any longer, and we just started this process. I mean, there's still a lot of people that don't even think she's going to be running, but it's time we go on her and expose her. So let's get into Kamala. But right now, I really feel like this is the most ridiculous thing that they're saying she's winning. It is gaslit. I don't care what anybody says. It is like a gaslighting scam for everyone to see who is remotely responsible for their own brain, you know, because there's no way she's winning. I believe she's doing worse. There's a lot of evidence to prove so, and that Trump is really winning by a landslide, which are most of the polls that go up that are lit and paid for.
They did the same thing. They tried to discourage people from going out and voting for Trump because they said, oh, Hillary's in the lead. Hillary's in the lead. Hillary's in the lead. Hillary's in the lead. No, Hillary was not in the lead.
Well,
they were lying. They were lying to you.
It's so absurd because it was just a couple weeks ago that the Democratic leaders were discussing how to dump her from the ticket because she could never win. And now they're going to tell us she's winning? Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, these were consultants and donors debating on wanting their money back.
Well,
a fundraiser who said, nope, not going to do this because it's Kamala who's running. We won't fundraise for her.
Well, how about this? How about this for the sake of quote unquote democracy? A lady being on a ballot that never got voted for.
Oh, my God. Here we go again.
She never got voted for. But hey, it's in the sake of democracy. It's in the name of democracy. But where's the democracy? Where's the republic for that matter? Where's any of it? This is a straight up dictatorship onslaught. They are running cover for her, but mark my words, at the end of it, she'll still be standing.
Well, this is a report I'm going to read you guys from Washington. It says everyone at the top levels of Washington, D.C. agreed Kamala was thoroughly unlikable, completely incompetent and dim-witted, and that was a very bad combination. And we need to keep in mind that she was universally hated by even her own staff. And 92% of those people working for her as vice president quit over the last 3.5 years. And the staffers that were there, they publicly stepped out. And remember, we need to find these clips and reiterate this because they did publicly step out and say that she was toxic and a soul-destroying bully. And those things are for real. Look, so there's no way this chick is winning.
No.
And suddenly overnight out of the blue, they're going to tell us that Kamala's this car thing. You know, she's amazing. And this
she's a hooker.
Yeah.
So look, because you missed the opportunity, I still made my wager that at the end of this, she will be standing.
And I'm glad you're here to say it like it is.
And it'll be on a street corner.
Right. So we're going to expose
her. That's where she started.
And we're going to expose the real Kamala with
bobbing and weaving with the bald headed champ.
I'm not going to air that, but we are going to air this. Check it out.
the more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
The nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
What is the solution for voters in the fossil fuel industry?
Giving the workers an ability to transition.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct.
Raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime across the border without documentation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah. Is that a position you agree with?
And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid. What would people
Yes.
Are
Yes.
To reduce red meat specifically.
Yes.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
So for people out there who like their insurance, well, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
I am opposed to any policy that would deny any human being public health, period.
The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
We did it, Joe. In my scenario, in the scenario that I played out.
All right, that's another clip I haven't.
What is she going to do? That's the question. What is she going to do with all the, I mean, I'm assuming she's the throat goat where it's all going to go. But this is an idiot. She is an idiot. I mean, there's nobody. Everybody is now dumber from listening to her talk. Hey, it's not a crime to break the law. Wait, what? It's not a crime to come across the border. You know what? Hey, if that's the case, then all Americans should denounce America, move to Mexico, and come back across the border and get a free ride like everybody else does. I mean, hell, they're making more than the dadgum veterans that are combat veterans right now with combat pay. These illegal amigos. It's not the amigos. Let me get that straight. I said that, and that's wrong. These people coming across the border, they angle it as if it's just Hispanic. It is not.
Right.
There are people coming from all four corners of the earth that do not wish us to be prosperous. They don't want us to be prosperous. They are coming across the border. Not good.
Right. We also have a ton of women stepping forward, Black women, white women, yes. Asian women. And they're like, no, she's a complete idiot. She's a moron. We would never vote for her. Look at policy. Stop looking at the person. Stop thinking she looks like yourself in, you know, voting for the person that looks like you. And then they come out with a commercial from Kia, you know, those little tiny cars.
Mm-hmm.
Calling it Kia Camela. Here we go. Look at this is killing me.
Introducing the all-new Kia Camela, the first car to go from zero to nominee in 0 votes.
I really love Venn diagrams. You know, the circles, right? 3 usually.
The Camela is affordable because it's made with cheap foreign labor that came here illegally.
And said, we're not paying them nearly enough.
And while it looks small on the outside, the interior is as roomy as a big yellow school bus.
Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right?
And best of all, the state-of-the-art GPS will take you everywhere except the southern border.
This whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
The Kia Camela. Critics agree it's not a smart car.
The sad part is that interview, he's like, well, you haven't been to the border. Well, I haven't been to Europe either. She is here.
She's like, we. She's saying we. And here, look, what we? What we are we talking about?
How about this? And I'm not changing topic. I'm just expanding on it. So what was that old gremlin-looking mayor from Missouri, the one that was using all them city funds to fund herself Vegas vacations and everything else? You know,
yeah.
She looked like a gremlin that ate after midnight and got the water. All right, so people in the area are noticing that. Look, I'm not going to vote somebody that looks like me if they cannot do the job.
Right.
I don't care if you're a man, if you're a woman, if you're Black, brown, white, green. If you can't do the job, you don't deserve the job. If you can do the job, that's all I care about. Mm-hmm. That's all I care about. So people are starting to realize I'm not voting for somebody that is, and she's honestly, she doesn't look nothing like them. I mean, she's playing that card, but it's further from the truth.
She's so rough, man. And she's so, like, on my worst day, I mean, and today is a pretty bad day. I mean, I'm all over the map. I've had so much to do. I could literally speak better and answer questions better than somebody who's running for vice presidency. So, I mean, come on now. This is ridiculous. You know, usually these people are at least coached, you would think, on how to answer a question about your reasoning for saying, oh, well, I haven't been to Europe and I haven't been here. Well, this is your border, bitch.
She's a chicken head.
I just want to be like, bitch, this is your border. Okay.
She's a chicken head. That's all there is to it. She is nothing but
vice president is down there and do your job. Oh, I'm sorry. You're afraid. That's right. Because you called ICE KKK.
A nasty $2 chicken head is all she is.
Nasty $2 chicken head.
Yeah, $2 chicken head.
Before we have any more fun, let's check on our chat. Let's see what's going on over there tonight. We got Rat Dog in the house. I mean, I think my chat looks old, like it needs refreshed. It looks like we got Enoch here. What's up, Enoch? Kelly. Skull Monkey is here tonight. That's right. We got Bomb Citizen Reporter here. What's up? Do you see that name?
Which way?
I'm not sure. It's really interesting. It's RKYMTNGRL Citizen Reporter. Hey, what's up, girl? I think it's a girl because GRL. If it's not, I'm sorry. What's up, dude?
I'm seeing something different than you see it.
Oh, but it was up quite a ways. Who else is there? Because I haven't been able to. Cheers to Heidi.
Oh, there's somebody here. I can't quite see him though. I don't really see him though. I am invisible.
I am invisible. She's invisible tonight. Glad to have you guys here. Thanks for showing your support tonight. We love doing our little show together. All right. Roy Stones and Bones is in the house.
And Heidi wanted everybody to know she enjoyed her vacation and she's going back next week.
She ain't going anywhere. We got way too much to do on this election year here. Lots going on and lots to do for us fellow PHPers and Americans. So what is it that you sent me, JD?
I stumbled across that on the internet. It does, forewarning, it's pretty interesting. It's got me curious. It's got me very curious, actually, because another discussion for another time. But the video is pretty interesting. It's got me curious. It made me laugh. It made me smile. But the song that was chosen, as I'm listening to it, it's hard. It goes hard in the paint. But so it does have a little rough language. But it brings out the real rawness of what's kind of going on. So I figured I stumbled across that and I figured I'd share it with you.
All right. Well, we're going to check it out and I'm okay with, a little bit of cursing. So we'll just warn you that there is a language warning on this.
Yes.
You might want to mute or put your earmuffs on your children. Let's check it out and see what it is.
Fist in the air, I'm a down motherfuckers, get up out of your chairs. I'm a real down people, we got love for you here. Except for that motherfucker right there. Get up!
We love you. We're walking for you all the way to the end. Live together.
That was slick. Oh, well, I loved it. Do you know that was my girl in the middle of it? Bianca Gracia with the Trump Latino red shirt doing the. She's supposed to be on today with me, and I had to cancel and move her around, so she'll be back.
But I didn't know that. I didn't even know.
You didn't know that? No, yeah, that's her. That's a friend of mine.
I saw this video randomly, and I'm like, this is dope.
Yeah, Mr. Nobody killed that. That was
so awesome. How about the lyrics on it? It's like, throw your fist in the air, and it every time it had Trump with his fist in the air, tell everybody get up out of their chairs. And then except for that MF right there, and it would show the two clowns, and it would show the other three clowns. And I was like, this is going kind of hard in the paint. It's kind of like, don't sit down on your butt, get up and do something. Not in a violent way, but like get up and vote. Yeah.
Well, these are the things that make our movement livable right now. When we see the creators that put this stuff together, and our memers, and our artists, like our writers, and our musicians that can take stuff and like put music to like awesome clips like that. Like, that's what we all need more of on a daily basis to keep moving forward. I know, like, everybody's burned, you know, everybody's so burned out, and we're in an election year right at the end, and we're like, this has to be us saving our country. Like, we're, you know, nowhere else to go from here. There's nowhere to go. There is no other country as great as ours. So if we lose here, what are we, you know? So this is the last stand.
Well, how about this? Mr. Nobody, whoever you are, I dig it. Keep it up.
I dig it too, Mr. Nobody. And
I don't know if you take requests, but I don't know. I'm thinking maybe a little Two Live Crew and Kamala Harris. Or, oh, I got one. How about what's that? Do something with all the jabronis dressing up like women in the office, like the bald headed fella that stole the African designer's dress out of the airport, and the other fella that whatever he is, and then the Brie Fram chick from Space War. Yeah, well, not a chick. It's not a chick. It's a fella dressed as a chick. I don't know if you want a dude, like nudes look like a lady or, but hey, do something to make me laugh. I think there's a lot of people that could use some laughter out there, but I don't know if you watch, listen, whatever, something like that would be amazing.
Mr. Nobody.
I'm going to keep scrolling through X and all these other places to.
I'll find them.
I'm gonna see if I can find these clips.
That's going to be so good. We're going to make sure Mr. Nobody gets that done. You know, another one I love is the Diddly Meme team. So I got a couple people over there that are just unbelievable. And I'm watching this meme and I'm like, yeah, this is like my new favorite ever. I have it stored. I'll share it with you because it's just my favorite. And I think you'll get a kick out of it. But growing up, I loved the Dukes of Hazzard. Loved the Dukes of Hazzard. You know, I was Daisy Duke. I mean, even though I was really little. My mom was like, you're not wearing those shorts because I'm like really little. That ain't happening, Little Missy, you know, because they were older than me, the whole crew. But I loved the show. I wanted the car, you know. I had the remote control car. The Dixon has a remote control car. And check this out. They put this one together. It's really cute. I mean, I was loving it.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy, wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
So good, dude. My favorite part was Roscoe Beaco Train when he's got his dog.
You know,
his dog's face is Kamala's.
You were talking about thinking about you know, back in the day, like pretending you were Daisy Duke, right?
Yeah.
So this fella right here. Oh, can you see it?
No, not really.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
that fella, I think, also wanted to be Daisy Duke.
No, I just thought, oh, she's so pretty. When I grow up, I'm going to be Daisy Duke, you know, whatever. And then I'm going to get a car like Beau and Luke Duke, right? Because she drives that car. I'm going to drive that car. I had that mentality as a young kid or whatever. My dad watched that show and my nephews. I grew up with boys, so... I mean, you're either going to be Daisy or you're just going to be Beau and Luke. So.
Apparently, he grew up with boys. I mean, how do you want to be a woman, but then you're going to be bald-headed with a beard and lipstick? That's just nasty.
And just keep on. Yeah. Well, what else you got for me?
You know, though, if I worked for Joe Biden, I would probably not have hair either, just as a safety precaution. I don't want to get... Sniffer 2000 up on me.
Sniffer 2000.
You go up there with them long blonde locks of yours. Look, he'd sniff them. He'd sniff them straight off your head. Whisker sniffer.
He'd get it. Bag out. It's going to be so ugly.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? No, I honestly, when I look at Venezuela, I'll get real quick into the point here. You know, we've uncovered some FBI lies tonight. We've talked into like the Secret Service, they're whistleblowing on their own.
Yeah.
You know, we got the police officers coming out from the SWAT team and the SWAT team protocols saying they were never notified. We have a full investigation. They haven't quit talking about it. They're like, but we don't have an arrest. We don't have an arrest. We don't have an arrest. Okay. But here's what I can say. We haven't quit talking about it. They're still having the hearings. We got to have a tad bit of faith within our justice system that there are people there, like the senators we saw today, that are full of truth, that are transparent, that do have God's nation, you know, in their best interest, and that are serving the people. Some people have already been replaced within our system, and those people are there doing their jobs. So we got to have a little faith in them. You guys have some, you know, positive vibes going out that we haven't stopped hearing about it. We have not let this go. Nobody's going to let this shooting go. We're going to get to the bottom of it, period. And meanwhile, I want to say, through all of this and the Kamala sugarcoating and all this crap, where the hell's Joe? Where's the fake POTUS? Where is he? Does anybody know where Joe's at?
I don't think Joe has known where he's at.
So we still don't know who's running the country.
Nope.
On paper or in person or whatever.
He's having meetings with people, but they're all closed doors. Nobody sees him. And then if he does see somebody, somebody sees him on camera. Don't even know if it's him because nobody's getting close enough to see that.
You know, and President Trump is saying, well, no, I'm not going to debate somebody until they're the nominee. So I'm not going to schedule this with you while you running around, make yourself look good, Kamala, that I'm not going to, you know, go ahead and schedule with you. Why would I schedule with you when you're not the nominee yet? Because there's still a lot of questions about her.
They're trying to position. I think she's going to get run out, but she's trying to position herself because she's such a sneaky snake. Mm-hmm. She's trying to position herself to where it looks more official. And she figures that if she has a debate with him, it would look more official. And that the powers that be that pull her strings would let her continue on. I don't think the powers that be is going to let that happen. I think they're going to try to put another snake in the grass up there in Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm.
I do too. And I think I know the snake in the grass. I think I know she's running around doing all of these speaking events right now.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about Kamala?
No, they're snake in the grass that they want to run Kamala out with. And honestly, I don't know who's worse, but, you know, General Flynn mentioned this a lot, like a week ago, and other people have brought it up. And I know I said it in the beginning and swayed from it, but Hillary is everywhere right now. She is making rounds everywhere. She's not fully talking about Kamala, even though she publicly says she endorsed her. She's everywhere.
Look, 3.5-4 years, she got very quiet. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, there she is out and about.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, look, I don't know if it will happen or not. It's just my opinion. I feel like they're going to run Kamala out. I honestly feel like they're going to try to put Hillary Clinton there. And I'd be willing to make a wager if they did put Hillary Clinton in, it's going to be one of from the least to the most scary ticket. Raphael Warnock would be on the bottom. They would be third. Hillary Clinton, Raphael Warnock, the wife beater out of Georgia.
Right.
And Hakeem Jeffries, Mr. I Am Sparta.
Be
number two. But the scariest ticket to me would be Huma Abedin.
Mm.
Because she checks the boxes of the identity politics. It's a historic ticket with two women. She's a woman of color. Hillary Clinton got robbed. Let's build support. They both have name recognition, particularly Hillary Clinton, to build the war chest back up. But who is Huma Abedin's boyfriend?
I just want to tell them they need to quit. Regardless, the people have spoken and they're going to speak on voting day. You know, they keep throwing all these candidates. The Trump campaign don't know who they're campaigning against. They're doing it on purpose. Everybody's aware. Very few people are falling into that and they're acting like she is a very big deal. However, if you look at the real polls that aren't being paid for, like her TikTok ones and whatnot, she literally has an ad out right now, JD. Kamala has an ad. And it's she's hiring people at $150 per post for social media influencers to support her TikTok or her Instagram right now. So it also looks like she's doing the same thing over on 4chan and somewhere else. And it's ridiculous because if she's going to hire there to put out this stuff, though, people are going to see it like me, right?
And we're going to call it out.
And I'm going to call it out. So here we are again calling you out that this is gaslit, Kamala. Well, you're not even a real candidate yet. And
you didn't answer my question.
It's a hot mess. It's a hot mess.
You didn't answer my question. Who was Huma Abedin's, you know, who was her former boyfriend or husband?
Are you talking about the wiener guy?
Yeah. Who's her current boyfriend, husband, or current boyfriend?
Soros dude, Alex, fiance. Lord, she's not even divorced.
Soros's son.
Yeah.
Now, and ask yourself, how much money does Soros dump into stuff like this? I'm telling you, that would be a very scary ticket. I don't think they're going to win. I think they're going to try to cheat. I think they're going to get caught, and I think it's going to come crashing down on them.
And is it okay to be engaged to somebody when you're not divorced from Anthony Weiner yet?
Well, I don't know. Anthony Weiner was trying to doodle his diddler and underage girls. And, of course, him and Geraldo, I guess, were trading pictures.
And where's the Weiner laptop? Remember, JD, we have it all. So I want to see it all.
I don't care to see anything about him.
I want to expose.
He's done plenty of that himself. So was Hunter.
That's true. That's
the crack commando.
I'll give you that. Oh, man. I'm so glad you're back and we get to have these conversations on Tuesdays or Thursdays or whenever we fit in every week.
I was at home at 4 o'clock. I was at home. 4:45, 5 o'clock, I had to bolt like lightning all the way up to Birmingham, take care of something, and I made it back just in time to, I made it back at 7:40, just in time to grab a shower, grab
something. Which is my 8:40, y'all.
Yeah, grab a shower, grab something to eat. So I had 20 minutes before we came on, grab a shower, grab something to eat, get a shirt on. And the whole nine.
And our global viewers are quite happy you're here. So all worked out just fine.
I'm but happy they're here. That's I'm my happy day to be on here.
This day too. You know.
Well, you had a rough day.
That was
you should have called me.
I know, man. I'll tell you what, some days are excruciating. You know? Yeah. Well, it's not an unknown thing that I have a disabled daughter, so you know, medical conditions arise and you got to tend those and they're scary and they're in between things that you're doing for your country and your city and your other children. And today was one of those days. So
now, as hard as it gets, so I know something that could make you feel better. Just think it could always be a little bit more difficult.
I'm scared.
You could always be Joe Biden having to tend to Joe.
How did I know? How did I know? Yeah. Thank you. The Lord, I'm not Jill Biden. If I would have been born Jill Biden, forget it now. The Lord knew better.
I really think that when all this rolls out, they'll find evidence of elderly abuse. And I hope they run her through the ringer for allowing this to be done. You know, it was all fun and games at the beginning. This guy's out of his mind. He's a lunatic. He sniffs hair, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Towards the end, it was, I mean, very progressive. And still propping him up. I mean, this I'd like to see some charges filed for elder abuse, because that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, and he's missing now. We don't even know if the guy is breathing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so much illegal situations here, including Kamala being in on it. So this has to be prosecuted, and it's going to take us, all of us in America, to make sure it gets done. Obviously, they're not going to do their job unless we're pushing them like a bunch of Venezuelans. So we need to take note of what Venezuela is doing, and we need to act, because this is getting old real fast, and we only got a few months to score our president, right? What are we down to, 98 days till the election? And get this, our 20th anniversary is on the election day. Isn't that a way to spend your 20th anniversary?
That is.
You're either going to have a country or you're not.
Well, and I'm sitting here thinking, and this is an odd thought, I was driving home and I was thinking, I wonder if Hunter Biden has banged Jill Biden or Kamala Harris yet. And it's sad. It's sad to say that.
The grossness.
But he's banged everybody else in D.C. He was with his dead brother's wife. He was with his sister. This is all on video. The Obama girls. He's videotaped himself with them, smoking crack, doing coke with numerous people. The fella's been around.
This is like true definition of a mafia family, a crime family.
Well, the incest is not. Well, so much
even the mafia ain't gonna play that way. But you know what I mean? It's really a lockdown criminal active
organization.
Totally organized, precipitated all of it, and then within are these drugs, sex, and crazy weird stuff going on. But we'll just skip that and save that for the next episode, because we're getting to the end here. So I just want to tell everybody that if you do tune into BBS Radio and TV, this is where you can see us at. It's all these places here. I know that's nice and little. We'll eventually get a better graphic for that. We are on Channel 2 at the Patriots Helping Patriots Network. Tomorrow night, the guys are going to be on. Scott and Mark from the 40,000 foot view at 9 p.m. Be sure to tune in. I believe they're having guests this week. Carly Bonet and somebody else really awesome that I'm drawing a blank on right now, because we have a lot of shows. So tune into them tomorrow night. That's going to be a great show to listen to. And I will also be back tomorrow during the day and Thursday at some point. You'll just have to subscribe and get the notifications. Always on BBS Radio from 9 to 12 every night I am there. So there's also that platform if you just can't get enough of what we're doing here at PHP. So thank you all so much for tuning in tonight.
Real quick, I want to give I'd like to recognize Kelly. I think it's Kelly and Lou. I'm newly elected as a committee woman, is what she's saying. And I witnessed election fraud at our reorg meeting. There's a lawsuit against BCRC. Bucks County Patriots are standing up. Congratulations. That's the way to physically get out there, get in the mix, get in the fight.
That's right.
And I would like to give a shout out to Ranger Sniper and Tay and Eugene and a few others. Teresa, so I don't have to hear about it tomorrow. I'd like to give you a shout out as well. So with that being said, Mitchell. I got to give a shout out to you for putting up with Teresa, even though she backed your truck up and hit a tree and didn't tell you for a year. Mitchell, you're my bud.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and shout out a few in our chat tonight, you guys. Thank you to Enoch at Elenaco. You guys check him out in his news blast on X and on True Social at Elenaco. That's right. He's the original Enoch, quite something. We love you, Enoch. One of my favorite people I've gotten to know recently. Visible and Heidi, thank you for working chat. And F. Zyman's in the house tonight. We appreciate him and all of our viewers live. Skull Monkey and Kelly and all of y'all. Rat Dog here, just tearing it up, doing what she does over in the chat and keeping everybody busy and on their toes. So thank you guys so much for being here tonight. We're going to go out.
I got to say hi. I didn't. I'm just now getting to see some of the other chat catching up. I do got to say hi to F. Simon and Rat Dog. They're awesome today.
It's good to see our friends in chat. It's so nice to have them here when they're here. I feel better. Makes my day easier. So thank you guys. We love you. All right, we're going to go out like we always do, and that will be on the Flynn movie clip. Highly recommend you watch it at theflynnmovie.com. You can use our link in the video links down below to do that. JD, God bless you. God bless POTUS 45, and God bless you all along with America. And we are Patriots Helping Patriots, and we are going to see y'all soon.
Former National Security Advisor Lieutenant General Michael Flynn pleading guilty today to lying to the FBI.
Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning. And so I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
Over time, instead of being pounded down below the surface of the ocean, we started to fight. I'm now above the surface.